Vanessa Clark's the pōhere at Kanapu, and she has connections to Waikato Ngāti Tipa, Ngāti Amaru, and Ngāti Tāhinga. A program to aid Māori grassroots researchers has been launched, and it's going to provide practical tools and tips and advice for researchers to help Māori communities and organisations do research that addresses priorities. The program is called Ua Matara and is a new offering from Kanapu, where the pōhere is Vanessa Clark, who's kindly with us. Tuhine, tēnā koe, Vanessa.
Tēnā koutou e whakarongo mai ana I tēnei rā.
Kia ora. Tell us about this kaupapa, Ua Matara. Is there currently a gap in the sector, and what's the background to this kaupapa?
Yes, kia ora. So through Kanapu, as we went in our first year last year, we hosted Hui Hihiri, our national online wānanga, to start a kōrero about how to get our grassroots hapori Māori involved in research, science and innovation. And it's not to say they're not doing it, we just don't use that language. So through that process of hosting Hui Hihiri and then following, we had four regional wānanga, we identified that actually hapori Māori have been underserviced as a community, and our local communities in particular, to be able to stand up their own initiatives and make them sustainable. So we can stand things up, and often we do. We do it on the smell of an oily rag. But then when it comes to sustainability, grant writing, accessing investment or funds, those things are a little bit harder for our people. So we know with our Kanapu offering, where we're targeting growing capability of Māori researchers and Māori scientists. When it comes to hapori Māori, that's really the target group that we're focusing on with Ue Matara. And we launched it last Monday, and we have three parts to Ue Matara. But that's really the backstory, wanting to make sure that we are able to offer services into parts of our communities who are doing the hard yards, doing the mahi, but not necessarily having access to all the tools, and not necessarily being able to upskill themselves. So that's our offering.
Tēnā koe. I hope I'm reading this right. So a community might have an issue, but in order to get funding to support an intervention, you need hard data. And so collating that data takes a process, and many communities perhaps unaware of the appropriate processes to impose in order to get that ongoing support to address issues. I know it sounds a bit flowery, but maybe you can lock that into something a little tighter. What might be an example of how Ua Matara might work to assist hapori Māori?
Yeah, sure. So our first activity under Ua Matara is an online mentoring program called Te Akoro. It's a six-session online mentoring program for early-stage collectors or grassroots, flaxroots, to shape and consolidate their initiatives. When it comes to getting the data, often if we look at Te Taiao, people would like to understand what's happening with their waterways, and so the ability to collect water and then get that water analysed and the data from that and baseline your initiative. Sometimes they just don't really have the practical tools about how to go about doing that. And then once you've collected that data, where might you store it? Who's the kaitiaki? What are the rules you put around it for the whānau or the community? So that's a small practical example. In addition, then once you've got that data, who do you talk to? So who are the experts, local and also regional, that we might be able to connect the community collectives into? So it's about stepping people through the different aspects of what it takes to set something up. We're good at the doing, but sometimes we're not necessarily setting ourselves up for success or setting ourselves up to be sustainable.
Yeah, and that's a very good point. We've got willing hands, eh, and prepared to get in and do the hard yakka, but sometimes the structures around that effort could be better. What's been the uptake so far to the launch, and how much interest is it generating?
Oh, that's a great question. So we launched the initiative on Monday, the 11th of December, and for our first cohort, we're looking at offering up to 30 spaces, and we already had 22, 20, 22 expressions of interest when I was last in the office earlier in the week. And so that's really good, positive, outcome to see so early in the piece. And also it's a busy time for whānau, so we recognise that, and we wanted to make sure that people got an opportunity to hear about the kaupapa before the holiday break, and then maybe over the holiday break, you know, think about, oh, okay, we might give it a go, something new in 2024. We've got an opportunity to do this at the beginning of the year, but then also throughout the year. So we're offering three of these mentoring programs and throughout January, and then the next one starts late February, and then the following one is in the April timeframe. So whānau have an opportunity to choose which program might suit their own timing. So early indications are super positive. And on the back of Te Akoro, we also have another primary activity that we're launching with called Tu Honoro Tangata. And this is an opportunity to create a Mātanga Talk series of eight kaikōrero who come in and talk about their own research journey or science journey, as it may be, and give our people an opportunity to connect with them. So in that particular space, we've also had some really good sign-ups. But recognising, as I said, this is the time for school breakups, sports breakups, mahi celebrations and things. And so being able to speak with you this morning is great for us to be able to talk a little bit more about iwi matarei. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, and it's been a pleasure to talk with you at Whananga. Tēnā koe, Vanessa. Thanks so much. We have some connections with our Ngāti Tāhinga peeps. Thanks very much, sister. All the best, and have a great Christmas. We'll catch up in the new year.
And same to you, Dale, and all our listeners. Be safe out there.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe, tuhine. Thank you.